Many photography shops are quite busy this time of year. People back from vacation are dropping off rolls of film and hoping for the best. But commentator Tom Baudet learned a long time ago he was better off not hoping.
I've been told that I take lousy pictures. It's not that my shots aren't technically okay, it's just that my pictures seem to bring out the worst in people. I hope that's not a sign of something. I usually end up throwing away half the pictures I take. It's not that they're deceiving, not at all, they're just too honest. It's true what they say, that a camera never lies, but you certainly can lie to a camera. We do it all the time, at least we exaggerate a little to a lens. The first thing you'll usually hear when you point a camera at someone is, "Wait, I'm not ready." Well, so you wait while they brush the crumbs off their chin, put out a cigarette, or throw an arm around the person next to them like they've been standing that way all day. Well, you get your picture, but it's blown all out of proportion. Everybody's having a little more fun than they really were and liking each other more than they actually do. We're all guilty of this at one time or another. You're with your sweetheart traveling somewhere. You've been walking and complaining about the price of the room, the blister on your heel, and the rude waitress at the cafe. Well, then you stop somebody on the street, hand them your camera, and put on your very best having a wonderful time smile. Well, 10 years later, you'll look at that picture in a scrapbook and remember what a great trip it was, whether it was or not. Well, it's a natural thing to do, plant little seeds of contentment in our lives in case we doubt we ever had any. Well, it's good practice to take an opportunity to mug up to a camera. There never seems to be a camera around for the real special times. That makeup embrace after a long and dangerous discussion. The look on your face as you hold the phone and hear that you got that promotion. The quiet ride home from the hospital after learning those suspicious lumps were benign and something to watch but not worry about. Those are the memories that should be preserved, to be remembered and relied upon when harder times take hold. Those times when a photographer like me will catch you at a party with a loneliness on your face that you didn't think would show, or bitterness tugging at your lips during a conversation you didn't intend to be overheard. Well, we all slip up like this sometimes, and sooner or later we get caught with our guards down. I think that's why I end up with pictures like that. I like it when people leave their guards down. We all know our best sides, and it's nice to keep that faced forward whenever we can. But I don't mind having pictures of the other sides. Either way, they all look just like people to me.
Writer Tom Baudet, he lives in Homer, Alaska.